Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Shadow Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Of course, you can hop aboard the phone lines and join us. Much to react to, including that Phil Martelli interview. And as John's been pointing out earlier in the day, his belief the Phillies should go get more pitching right now, notably Dallas Keuchel. Got a great offense, got a good team. Further secure that divisional aspiration by nailing down a pitcher right now. All right, 888-729-9494. You can also hop in the text line. You can join us on the text line at 888-729-9494. And at the top of the hour, of course, beat the hammer at 85-9. And you can do that at noon today. And joining us right now, I believe he is. Look at this, John, who's walking into the booth right here. How about the Phillies' legendary skipper and, of course, special advisor to the general manager, one of our all-time favorites in Philadelphia sports history, the great Charlie Emanuel. Charlie, how are you, sir?
Doing great.
Wonderful to see you.
Good to see you.
How you been, Charlie?
I've been good.
Saw you down there watching the guys in the cage. What are you seeing down there today?
I saw some guys take some swings getting ready for the season to start, you know, like come out in their regular routine.
They look better than me in fantasy camp?
Just a little bit. Wasn't much difference.
I appreciate that. I paid him for that answer, John. I had to slip Charlie a 20 to give me a pro me answer. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Charlie, speaking of fantasy camp, is it true that Joe has a tight butt?
Yeah, I would say Joe gets a little tight. I'd say he gets tight in a rectum, yeah.
That's good.
You were saying I need to loosen up there. I need it to, like Schmitty, give it a little wiggle or something.
Right.
That might help me, right?
Yeah, you got to put a little bit into it. It is a little, you know, a little movement, a little wiggle. Loosen up. Take a deep breath. You know.
Man, Charlie, I'm taking my 20 bucks back. I think I just lost you right there. All right, Charlie, let's get to the present-day squad. The energy in camp, I mean, you've seen it when it's the organization's flying high and then not as much. What's this camp been like and how it compares to in the last three or so years when obviously it just was not the same kind of squad?
I think the four players that we added, like this winter, and, of course, Harp finished it off, his signing of him.
Yeah.
I feel like we really stepped up our offense. We got more solid contact hitters. We have a chance to score more runs, and the guys that hit high in our lineup last year, they're going to be down toward the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's going to make a big difference offensively. And I think any time that you add offense and expectations jump up like they have been, and the fact that the Phillies fans are who they are, they're going to be backing us all the way. I think you're going to see a lot of energy at the ballpark, and I think we're going to compete all year long.
What impresses you most about how Bryce hits?
I think he works the count good. He's got good plate coverage. He has his philosophy. He has an idea on what he's doing at the plate, and I think it you put him in our lineup, and I think that he's going to be real good. He's strong. He's very strong. He can hit a home run all to left or right or center, all over the big part of the park, and I think that he's ideal for Philadelphia.
Is his swing too violent to be sustainable long term?
I think that he's in the prime of his career, and he's already had seasons where he's hit 300 or it's just a matter of him being a little bit more consistent, stroking the ball, especially with two strikes on him, things like that. Mm-hmm. And you'll see probably he's about if he hits like anywhere from 15-20 balls, a little bit harder during the season, he'll get more consistent in his hitting, and you'll see more homers and you'll see a higher batting average.
Charlie, yeah. I'd like to take you back to a moment, Bryce Harper's first year in the big leagues with the Nationals. Cole Hamels, of course, hits him. Harper on first, a couple batters later, he's on third, ends up stealing home. I mean, which is really rare, you know, ever, but it's so, especially in this era of baseball, steals home, scores a run. Just curious if you can remember back to that moment in the dugout. I mean, what you were thinking, were you like, man, damn, this guy got us? I mean, we hit him, and he comes all the way around and sticks it up, you know, with the stealing home. What do you remember that moment?
You know, he did not. Hamels hit him. I didn't know he was going to hit him.
Yep.
You know,
like, he would never order that truck.
And I'm not saying I wouldn't order that. at the same time, I did not order that one. but anyway, you know, like, he got on, and, you know, like, he was determined. That he was, you know, like, he kept his cool, and he got back. He got back at us, you know, like we're way that a professional is supposed to. You know, he stole second. And then when he got to third, he came home. And surprisingly, when he stole home, I was kind of surprised at that, really.
Yeah, sure. Me too.
Yeah, no
we
question.
We all were. So another newcomer, Andrew McCutchen, what does he bring to the top of the lineup?
I think it last year, I think it when Kutch went to San Francisco, I think it I remember Aaron Rowan signing and going to San Francisco after having a big season with us. And Clutch kind of falls in that range. You know, like San Francisco's real big field. It's definitely big from left field to right center. And I think it balls that McCutchen's going to hit in Philadelphia, some of them's going to find a fence. And I think over the fence. And I think it, once he went to the Yankees, he definitely ended the season, you know, like on a high note. I think he's going to have a better year, a much better year than he had last year as far as, production and batting average, on-base percentage, stuff like that. He's going to have a big season for us, I think.
That's huge. And Odubel needs to have a more consistent season for us. What does he need to do to achieve that?
I think I don't know if I would ask Odubel to be a disciplined hitter because, you know, like he is a unique kind of hitter. He's the kind of guy that he's going to chase bad balls. But the best part about him, he's got great eye-hand coordination. He's got strong hands and legs, and he puts a ball in play. He swings to hit the ball. He doesn't try to hold up.
Yep.
You know, like he swings, he's going to hit the ball when he swings. So therefore, you know, like he's a guy that can, he'll take a ball inside and hit it to left field. He'll take a ball kind of out away from him and pull it down the right field line. And that's kind of who he is. And the fact that that he can control the bat, he just needs to have a little bit more discipline at the plate. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I would never want to get him where he feels defensive. I want him to stay offensive, but at the same time, you know, like if he is selection-wise, especially when he's up in the count, up in the count is when he hits his homers. If you go back mm-hmm. and he hit 22 or 23 home runs last year, and I've talked to him for the last 3 years about, you know, catching balls out front like 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, things like that, and just being smooth in his swing and have more control of his swing. Huh. He catches balls out front. He's very capable of putting up some real good numbers.
Yeah, sure. And Scott Kingery, what have you seen from him this spring?
He's cut some of the lift in his swing out. You know, like more, he started getting stiff. He started trying to find a launch angle where he could get, you know, really help the ball up in the air. He's gotten back to the way he hit it 2 years ago when he was in the minor leagues and also at the start of spring training last year. He's trying to work his way back to there. And I've been watching him now for the last 2 weeks hit a lot, and he's definitely working to get there. I think that Scott's got a bright future ahead of him, and I think that he, once he finds that swing where he was successful with, and which it should be, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but he should definitely have a knowledge and stuff to you like to understand and find that swing.
Yeah, I love talking and hitting with Charlie. Charlie Emanuel with
Amazing.
Us here. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. From Clearwater, you know, it's funny, Charlie, all this conversation we've had over the last couple of days and weeks about the Phils, because of all the newcomers and how good so many of them are, Rhys Hoskins has kind of been lost in the shuffle, I think, of at least the conversations we've had at times. As he enters year three for him in the big leagues, his second full year up ahead, as you project his future, how good can Rhys Hoskins become?
Yeah, he can be, I think last year, the second half of the season, you know, like I think if you ask him, he definitely thinks he could be better than that. you know, like he definitely, you know, like he got off to a good start, and at the end, you know, like I think he was trying too hard. I think he was trying to help too much, and he started wanting to hit home runs instead of just having control of his swing. I used to see him play in the minor leagues. I never talked to him hardly ever about his hitting. But I used to tell him just to keep your same demeanor that you have and the same approach at the plate and your thought process, and you were going to be very good. And I think it. I think with the addition of the four players that we added, and the fact that it's going to take some, you know, like he now can just relax and go out there and play. You like kind of let his ability, you know, like carry him, you know, like get back to who he was from in a thought process way. I think he's going to put up some numbers.
That's awesome.
And finally, Charlie, one of your former players being honored by the Phillies this year, coming up in August and announced this week, Bobby Abreu into the Phillies Wall of Fame. Press conference later on today, and just your thoughts on Abreu and his contributions going into the Phillies Wall of Fame.
Joe, Bobby Abreu, when I first got the Phillies job, I looked. The first thing I noticed was Bobby Abreu and Jimmy Rollins had played for like 4 years in a row without missing a game. And I thought to myself, wow, I mean, nowadays that's pretty special. And the more that I was around him and I watched him play, he knows a whole lot about hitting. He's a disciplined player. I think his numbers speak for itself. I think his numbers gets overlooked.
Yep.
And for somehow, and he's one of those players, you know, like it, that hasn't, you know, like really hadn't got the dues that was due to him, as far as, you know, like being a professional hitter and how good he works the count, how good he is in the game, hitting 300 and hitting the ball hard, hitting 30 homers. You know, here's a guy hits 30 home runs and was never talked about as being a home run hitter or
right.
nothing, or actually was never acknowledged of a 30 home run guy. And he definitely deserves to be on the wall. He definitely is one of the Phillies' top players in the last 20 years or 25 years, whatever. And definitely deserving it. And I'm kind of really happy about it.
Good stuff, Charlie. Always
wonderful,
phenomenal seeing you. We'll see you up in in Philly.
I like to say yesterday who was putting on a show with a fanatic.
Richie.
No.
Come on, what did everyone know? Was there a spotlight here on me dancing on the field?
I didn't get to see it, but you know Richie really.
You heard a lot of complaints about the
you know what I heard
the attempt that Joe made out there.
What is this nonsense?
Actually, you know, like I heard it wasn't really Richie wasn't really you know really bright or into it or you know like
John
up,
had
up,
his skit I had my skit you know what are you gonna do what are you gonna do Charlie I just got to get better swing if I'm down here next year in fantasy camp better swing and less injuries Charlie it's awesome always
awesome.
Great seeing you
good
luck with
good
the upcoming
for you to have me man appreciate it
there he is the legend the Phillies Wall of Famer himself Hall of Famer Charlie Emanuel all right back with Beat the Hammer Joe to Cameron John Ritchie on a busy Friday afternoon. Remember, Matt Klintak in a half an hour at 12:30. Keep it here. Beat the Hammers next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.